Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The audacity Democrats have right now is pretty shocking. They are floundering in the polls. Trump is getting his agenda done, and yet they still act like they have the moral high ground, and nobody, and I mean nobody, exudes that more than Gavin Newsom. So Charlie Kirk went on Gavin Newsom's new podcast, and let me say, I do commend Gavin Newsom for having him on, because Charlie Kirk is a true conservative. He's a formidable debater. It was a good conversation. He was, obviously he was bringing a lion into his house, but I wanted to show you two videos of this. The first is Charlie Kirk brings up men playing in women's sports, and watch how fast Gavin Newsom caves on the issue.
It's like you right now should come out and be like, you know what? The young man who's about to win the state championship in the long jump in female sports,
that
shouldn't happen. You as the governor should step out say no.
No, and I appreciate. But
would you do something like that? Would you say no men in female sports?
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that. So that's easy to call out, the unfairness of that. There's also a humility and a grace that these poor people are more likely to commit suicide, have anxiety and depression. And the way that people talk down to vulnerable communities is an issue that I have a hard time with as well. So both things I can hold in my hand. How can we address this issue with the kind of decency that I think, is inherent in you, but not always expressed?
Boom, issue over. Just like that, Gavin Newsom admits that men should not be in women's sports. But then he deflects and he does kind of a classic liberal Democrat thing. This is the thing, guys, when conservatives argue that men should not be in women's sports, this is just one example of many things that happen in a debate between the left and the right. We never argue that we should bully trans people. I really have never heard that. If you look at the top conservatives who talk about this issue, they never say anything like that. I've never heard it. And the left knows that, including Gavin Newsom. So what Gavin Newsom is saying at the end there is just not relevant to the debate or the conversation at all. Him just talking about, oh, we should be nice to them though at the same time. Obviously, of course, that being nice is not a political debate. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about policy right now. If we want to talk about culture and how we interact with people, that's completely different. But the policy that Charlie Kirk is talking about is we do not let men in women's sports. And Gavin Newsom immediately agrees, because to disagree is just craziness. But actually, frankly, I'm surprised that he does agree. And then after that, again, he has to deflect. And it's basically him trying to save face from saying a very not progressive thing. So that was some of the meat of the conversation, but something really funny happened right after that. And I want to show you guys, basically this moment is really good. It's very funny, but at the same time, it also has a lot of political implications. So I want to show it. Here it is.
Trying to put my son to bed. He's like, no, Dad, what time? What time's Charlie going to be here? What time? And I'm like, dude, you're in school tomorrow. He's 13. He's like, no. This morning, wakes up at 6 something. He's like, I'm coming. I'm like, he literally would not leave the house.
Did you let him take off school?
No, he did. Of course not. He's not here for a good reason. But the point is,
you canceled school for like 2 years. One day.
The point is the point.
I love how Newsom doesn't even deny it either. Like, he knows deep down, if you've done the things that Gavin Newsom has done during COVID, the double standards, just the awful, awful thing, keeping Christians out of church, him partying at the French Laundry without masks, all of the above. He knows deep down that he's a corrupt snake. You cannot do those things and not know those things. So that's the funny moment. I wanted to share that with you. But the thing is this is actually very politically relevant as well. It's the son, what he talks about there, that I think is really profound. My generation and the one below me is incredibly conservative. Gen Z, Gen Alpha, incredibly conservative generations. And if you just look at the polling right now on Trump, out of any generation, the approval ratings among Gen Z for Trump is the highest, which I think is frankly stunning. I really would think, I would think, and maybe you can tell me in the comments down below what you would think, but I would assume that boomers would have the highest approval rating for Trump. But if you look at the numbers right now, as young, the younger you go, the higher the support is for Donald Trump. Boomers, I think right now, are about 50-50. Gen X, slightly more conservative. Millennial, even more conservative, sometimes a little less than Gen X, depending on the poll. But every poll shows Gen Z has the highest approval rating for Donald Trump. And I think that's really profound. And I think if the son of Gavin Newsom loves Charlie Kirk, of all people, I think that means Democrats are in big, big trouble. This tax season, don't forget to file your taxes, because you can actually make a lot of money. I've partnered with a business that hates the IRS as much as you do, so they fight to get you every dollar back possible. QuickTax America. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner $3,000 back from the IRS in terms of return from their withholdings, or even tax credits that people didn't even know they had. And again, they do all their federal returns for only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. At QuickTax America, they do all the work for you as well. No more spending 4 or 5 hours on some online service. With them, all you have to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest. So go check them out at QuickTaxAmerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Stephen A. was on The View, and they decided to rip on Trump, as you'd expect, because that's all they do over there. And to my surprise, Stephen A. Smith was one of the most effective defenders of Donald Trump that I have ever seen. Take a look.
Only been in office for 6 weeks. Seems like 6 years, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And he's been going around with his cronies touting his so-called landslide and blowout win. But he won the popular vote by 1.5%, mm-hmm. one of the smallest ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he won the general election by less than 50%. So what kind of mandate is this really?
Well, it is a mandate, and I'm going to explain why. And I don't mind the question, but let me be very clear. I'm no supporter of Trump. I'm a supporter of truth and the facts. And here's the facts. The man won every swing state. He increased in terms of his voter turnout in his favor from the standpoint of blacks, Latinos, and young voters. He increased his numbers in that regard from 2020. 89% of the counties shifted to the right. That's a mandate. We can sit up there and play around all we want to. In 2020, Trump didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the electoral college vote. A matter of fact, the Republicans hadn't won the popular vote, if I remember correctly, since 2004. Yeah. But they did this year. So 20 years after they last won a popular vote, they won the popular vote. They won the electoral college vote. The man won every swing state. And on top of it, 89% of the counties shifted gears. I don't understand how people can look at that and say, there's no mandate. There's a mandate.
Well, it's a different definition of a mandate, I guess.
But the problem is that if you're the Democratic Party and you lost 49.8% to 48.3% and you're looking at that 1.5% dip, that's an excuse for you to say, what we did really wasn't that bad.
Well, some people didn't
we should
show
continue
up.
To do that.
Do
no,
that those,
don't continue
the,
to do that. Find a new strategy.
Stephen A. is right. The shift is what the mandate is. It's what people don't understand. Joy Behar is actually right about the fact that Republicans should not get too smug about having a popular vote win by 1.5%. Because as people have talked about, 1.5% historically is actually not that big. So she's right about that, and Republicans should never get smug. They should never get complacent, no matter how stupid Democrats are being. And believe me, they're being very stupid. But looking at the shift, to Stephen A.'s point, you know it was a mandate. You know it was. And you can hear Sunny Hostin, by the way, in the end there. She says, well, some people just didn't show up. Exactly. Exactly. That is the whole point. Go back to my past videos. This is something I talked about a lot before the election. The thing that I harped on probably the most, my biggest election prediction was this. It was true for Joe Biden when he was running, and I think it was especially true for Kamala Harris, and I said it about both, which is that turnout for either of them would be historically low. And if you know anything about elections, it's not so much about persuading people. It's more about turnout. And what turnout is a symptom of is the inspiration that someone feels or the enthusiasm that they have. And no one was inspired by the enthusiasm. They were not enthused about Kamala Harris or Democrats. It doesn't necessarily mean they love Trump. This is, I think, the important part about the mandate, and I think this is what Republicans need to understand. Getting 1.5% higher in a popular vote is, it means Donald Trump can safely do his policy and the things that he campaigned on. I'm not saying he shouldn't do that. That's a good thing. But What it really means, the shift, is that Republicans were more excited to go out than Democrats were. And again, you can see the excitement today. I don't think it's changed because of Donald Trump's very high approval rating, especially among Gen Zers. And the mandate, again, is that Trump is getting people excited in a way that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden never did. And that is a true mandate. When people actually get excited about the direction of your country, as opposed to Joe Biden, that literally just looking at what he would do on a given week would depress you. And it didn't matter if you're a Republican. It mattered. Frankly, you look at it, and if a Republican is getting depressed by a Democrat, that's to be expected. But when Democrats are not showing up to vote for Democrats, that shows a real shift. And when you see Democrats more excited about Republicans, that right there is the mandate. Hey guys, I want to let you know about a deal I'm running right now on Amazon. My book, A New Cult, it's up on the bookshelf right there. It's only $9.99 on Amazon, or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out. I had a great time writing it. I talk a lot about some crazy stories of the left devolving into cultish behaviors. Some crazy stuff. I know you'll enjoy it. I had a great time writing it. Again, the link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.